There's a town in the south of Peru called Montarani, and at first glance, it might not appear to have a lot in common with Bethel or the Kuskokwim River. But both cities have regional ports, and both are part of large and diverse watersheds, the Kuskokwim for Bethel, the Amazon for Montarani. And through years of trial and error, Kuskokwim mariners have come to use the tidal information from Montarani to estimate when the tides will be coming and going in Bethel. But now Bethel will get its own tide station. KYUK's Shane Iverson has more.
If you got a boat that's drawing too much water, you've got to wait for the water to come in to get the tide.
Pete Williams is the director for the Port of Bethel.
A lot of times you see barges that are anchored out down below Oscarville Crossing is a problem. You'll see barges anchored out down there, and what they're doing is waiting for enough water to get over these shallow spots.
To approximate, tide forecasters adjusted forecasts from locations hundreds of miles away, like Dillingham and Clark's Point.
We found out by trial and error that what we were receiving in these small books, all of us that worked on the water knew it wasn't right.
Williams says mariners picked up on something. Bethel tides were mirroring the tides of Matarani, Peru. But because Matarani is in the southern hemisphere, 12 hours need to be added to come up with a good estimate for the Bethel tide. But for truly accurate tides, most drivers use their own observations.
If you're out here on the river every day like these tugboats, you kind of get a feel for it. But for somebody that just jumps and goes out maybe once a week, it's kind of hard to get a feel what this tide's doing.
Now the city of Bethel will be purchasing a tide station with a grant award from the Department of Homeland Security. The station will provide real-time information about the tide, and Williams says the city can make that public. As time goes on, tidal forecasters will have more information than ever before.
Eventually, all this data will get compiled over a number of years, and we'll come out with some accurate predictions.
And for Bethel, Matarani will become just another city of many in South America. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.